All right, guys, we are back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking money, and we're going to continue talking money all forever and ever. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep talking money. Been doing it for many, many years. Actually, 36 years now I've been doing this, and I'm still excited about it. So with that being said, if you had someone like me or someone that I trained that's been around with me a long time, do you think you would do better with your money? Do you think if you had all this information at your disposal where you had someone that kind of coach you along the way? If you think you'd do better, you should call us and we'll connect you. And the phone number is 615-843-2999, or you can go to roymatlockjr.com and say, find an advisor, and we'll hook you up for a quick phone call or a Zoom or even a one-on-one meeting, depending on where you're at. So with that being said, we're going back into the show now with Become an Owner, Not a Loaner. So what we're going to do is we're going to bypass the middleman. So rather than loaning our money to the bank, we are going, and rather than loaning our money to the insurance company, we're going to bypass those people. The insurance companies and banks are pretty much the ones that do that. And you know, the funny thing about it is if you wonder how well they do with your money, just drive into a big city and look at the skyscrapers and see whose name is on the buildings. It's always banks and insurance companies. It's always that way. So with that being said, what you want to do is once you start understanding how this works, you say, now, wait a minute. You're telling me they're giving me, they're going to borrow my money from me. You know, you walk in the bank and you say, hey, I'm going to, y'all, you guys need a loan. That's like, sure, we always are borrowing money. We call it a savings account. And you think you're investing money, but really you're just loaning them money. You're taking money out of your pocket and you're saying, here's my check. Can you put it in a savings account? And I say, sure. First thing you ever want to do when you loan money is ask people a question. If I'm loaning you money, first thing I want to know is, am I going to get it back? All right. If I put money, if I handed you $5,000, said, "Hey, I'm really in a bad position. Is there any way you could loan me $5,000?" I'm like, "Sure." First thing I want to know is, how are you going to pay it back? Second thing I want to know, what are you going to give me in return for loaning you this five, the interest on it? So you go down to the bank, you say, "Hey, I got some money to loan you," and they say, "Well, hey, it's FDIC insured." You say, all right, that's cool. So I'm gonna get my money back. Next question is, what are you paying? Say, well, if you put $1,000 in here, let's see, 1% of $1,000 is $10 in a year. Our money market account right now is getting 0.2%. So if you leave it here for a year, we're gonna give you $2, and then the IRS is gonna tax you on the $2, and you probably figured it out that if you got all that money sitting in the bank getting basically nothing, it's hard to move forward, all right? It's hard to move forward. So you say, well, hold on a second. What do you guys do with this money, all right? I mean, I'm going to loan you this money. What do you do with it? I say, hey, we loan it right back to you. I say, really? Yeah, we can give you a mortgage at 2.5%. You say, okay. Let me make sure I got that right. So we can get a mortgage at 2.5%. Or if you want to buy a car, we can do that at 6. And if you need one of these little credit cards, we can do that. You know, we'll charge you a fee, plus we'll charge you 21% on it. You say, all right, now let me get this straight. So I'm going to loan it to you at 1, and you're going to loan it back at 21. I could make money if I owned a bank. I think I would rather own the bank. That would make much more sense to me, because that way I get all these people rolling in. By the way, there's more money in the banks right now at the lowest interest rates that ever been in the history of the world than there's ever been in the banks. So it's not like people are saying, oh, I understand now. No, people are still sitting their money in the bank. It's getting nothing. And the bank have sold them. Okay, on FDIC insurance, and you know, here it's guaranteed, can't lose your money, and you can't make any money. Okay, anyway, we're moving. I'm kind of moving along on that. So then you say to yourself, well, what if I owned the bank? Wow, you mean I could have all of these people loan me money at 0.1% or 0.2% or maybe 1%, loan it right back to them, and at 3% on a house, make them buy insurance in case. And pay for it in case I don't pay the loan back, called private mortgage insurance. So they're going to make me buy insurance to insure them, not me, if I don't pay my house payment. Wow. So they kind of like make me pay for the guarantee that they get their money back, and they're loaning it at 2.5-3%, and they're borrowing it at 0.2%. Wow, I think I could do pretty good on that. Now, if they're willing to take a little bit of risk, they're going to charge you 18 to 21 on an unsecured credit card, that kind of thing. Now, why am I going through all these details? Because what happens is people do this kind of stuff consistently. Let me give you an example of things I see many, many times. I see people, I sit down with them, and I meet with customers, and I say, well, let's talk about what you got here. And they say, well, I got a house that's worth $300. How much you own? Oh, $150 on it. Great. What's your interest rate? Oh, it's 4%. Okay, good. Cash in the, what do you got for emergency? I got $60,000. Really? Okay. Any other debt outside the mortgage? Yeah, I got a car. I got a credit card and all that stuff. I say, okay, how much you own the credit card? Oh, $6,000. All right. And you know, what about the car? Oh, $8,000. Okay, so you owe $14,000. All right. So now let's think through this. They got $60,000 at a tenth of a percent or 0.2%. Let's just serve simple numbers if they got one. They are having money sitting there, effectively borrowing their own money and paying 18% interest on it or 8% interest on it. And the first thing I do is I say, look, if you've got credit cards and cars and stuff like that, and you've got money sitting there doing nothing, pay them off. You may just got a 10, 12, 15, 20% return on your money guaranteed just by paying it off. But I'll see people sit there with money sitting when in fact they could just pay these things off. So I'm going through this so you can get kind of a better understanding. So you say, well, I want to own the bank. Well, how would I own a bank? I don't have enough money to own a bank. Yes, you do. You can buy stock in the bank. And if you own stock in Bank of America or any of these big banks, okay, you'd be able to have a piece of your ownership, percentage-wise of your ownership, the number of shares, would be what you would be receiving in the form of appreciation and or dividends, whatever it may be. So now that we understand that, you say, well, I don't know which bank to buy. And, you know, banks may be having problems right now. A lot of loans are not being paid. Maybe banks are not that great anymore. But instead, there's other companies out there that are able to do the same kind of thing. You know, everybody on the planet right now, I think at some point in time, has heard the word Zoom. Zoom, right? And you say, well, maybe I'll buy Zoom. And Zoom, you know, I looked at what Zoom did, and I'm not making a recommendation of any stock, okay? But Zoom, you know, a year ago with the pandemic, it was like $60, and now it got up to $600. I think it's in the 300s now, something like that. But the point being is there's companies always coming out. So, well, maybe I should own some of that, or maybe I should. The problem lies in the fact that we as individuals really don't know which ones to buy, who's the best bank, who's the best, up and coming technology and stuff like that. But we do know this, okay, that there's some companies out there that probably would be a good investment. All right. And so what if we could have somebody go out there and pick those for us? And say, we're going to research it. We're going to spend all of our time, energy, and money and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to go in and we're going to research companies. And the way we're going to research these companies is we're not going to trust them. I mean, for instance, you know, we like to research retail stores, and we wonder how Christmas sales are going. And they're telling they're going great, but because we're a research company and we're not going to just take their word for it, we're going to have our own counters standing at the front of the big malls, and they're going to sit there and they're going to say, ah, these are the numbers that we have rolling in and out of the malls, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do all that kind of stuff. And so once you have that understanding that professional money managers do a lot of things, when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about my experience visiting a professional money manager and what they do in order to be able to make this thing happen for you. And so with that being said, guys, we're going to roll into another break here. I want to encourage you to go to RoyMountainLikeJr.com. We have budget downloads. We have, our family financial workshop that is a 3-hour, you know, tell it how it is to get your kids in place as well as you. So visit RoyMountainLikeJr.com, and we'll be right back.